Part 3 continued. Clarifications on traditional Rodi Nusuni protocols. 1. The 1763 Royal Proclamation, the 1982 Constitution Act of Canada, the Constitution of the United States of America, and all other legal foundations of settler colonial occupation have no power to turn trespassers into true natural sovereigns on Onuwareke, Turtle Island. According to the Gayandegoa Great Peace, the Gatnistosra life givers are each the sovereign caretakers for the coming generations, Dahadiku Sodaje. The Gayandegoa provides that any decision must be gained through our clan system and our consensual decision-making process. The Silver Covenant Chain and the Deoha de Turo Wampum is the protocol that originally allowed European settlers to share an existence on Onuwarege Turtle Island. The settlers agreed to keep their culture, language, and ways on their ship, ensuring that the indigenous canoe would always remain sovereign on the continent of Onuwarege. Neither the Deoha de nor the Gayandegoa permitted settlers to encroach in any way on the land except to grow food in the depth of a plow for their sustenance. They were not allowed to build infrastructures nor extract our natural resources. Furthermore, the infrastructures at McGill University and in the city of Montreal were built and with borrowed Iroquois trust funds, which have never been repaid, and that were confiscated from our people using the racist pretext that Indigenous peoples were incapable of managing their own funds. 3. Canada, Quebec, Montreal, and McGill University have no legal relationship, agreement, treaties, or covenants with the Rodinusuni Confederacy and the sovereign Ganyogehaga people using the protocols of the Gayandegoa. Due to this legal limbo, McGill University, the SQI, and the City of Montreal are currently trespassing upon the following Iroquoian ancestral homelands: Gawenode, Tirchagu, Montreal Island, Degununtak, two mountains connected, Mount Royal, Skanawasta, across the mudflat, St. Anne de Bellevue. The Sulpicians have purported that they were granted these lands from the King of France, but have failed to show any proof that these sites were ever ceded or sold by the Iroquois people. All parties that have bought and sold said lands throughout history have been guilty of handling stolen property. 4. We understand English as the diplomatic language we can use for communication with non-Indigenous parties. Communicating without our permission in French, a language that we do not understand, violates international protocol. Should the defending parties insist on speaking French to us, we will have to reply in Ganyogehaga Mohawk language, the original language of our Iroquoian homelands. 5. Canada and its affiliated institutions are currently violating the sovereign Rodinusuni Constitution of the Gayandegoa, the Great Peace. Section 35(1) of the Constitution Act of Canada 1982 provides, quote, "The existing pre-colonial, Aboriginal, and treaty rights of the Aboriginal people of Turtle Island are hereby recognized and affirmed," close quote. Section 52(1) affirms that, quote, "Any law that is inconsistent with the provisions of the Constitution is, to the extent of the inconsistency, of no force or effect," close quote. Therefore, Gayandegoa, which is the existing Aboriginal legal system which the Rodinusuni Confederacy has inherited from pre-colonial times and of which was never revoked or conceded, is the supreme law of Canada. Consequently, all laws of Canada that are not recognized by the Gayandegoa are of no force or effect on the original homelands of the Iroquoian people. 6. The Iroquois, the Gayandegoa, is based on the natural world. It follows Sa'oyera, the way of creation forever, and cannot be revoked. The Federal Court of Canada must accept this truth, that the original peoples of Onuwarege and their legal systems are part of the sustainable ecological reality that allows life to continue. They are part of the earth, water, air, and sun that are necessary for life. The Corporation of Canada, license ISOCA 3166-1, and the British Common Law and French civil law have no foothold on the natural reality of Onuwarege, having rather allowed its destruction by supporting environmentally harmful projects that were in violation of the Gayanerate Goa. 7. After the discovery of 215 unmarked graves of Indigenous children in Kamloops, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau admitted that we are guilty of genocide, suggesting that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's call for action must be followed to allow a reconciliation between settler and Indigenous peoples in Canada. Mohawk language contains no word for "I am sorry." We say "Onskeriwa Kwadago." I will make it right. We are here today to request that the Canadian judicial process stops facilitating the genocide of Indigenous peoples on Onuwarege and respects the 1948 Genocide Convention. Our message is based on our law and culture and cannot be challenged by any foreign entities and laws which have no force or effect. 8. No Indigenous people ever ratified Canada to become a nation. We and our lands have never been for sale. The doctrine of discovery, the right of conquest, and John Locke's right of appropriating land through improvement are based on racist ideologies that contradict the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, the basic principles of democracy, and the common sense of most Canadians in 2022. This is why the City of Montreal, McGill University, and the Corporation of Canada acknowledge that Onuwarege is unceded Indigenous land. The legal consequences of this fact, which implies the unbreachable sovereignty of the Gayanerate Goa on traditional Iroquois lands, must be assessed by the Federal Court of Canada. We are not addressing this court to debate or be bound by the legal procedures of a judicial system that must first assess its fundamental nation-to-nation relationship with the sovereign Indigenous peoples of Onuwarege. We are placing our provisions of the Gayanerate Goa before you for your records. It is up to the Canadian court system to judge its own citizens if they violate the Gayanerate Goa. The Gayanerate Goa exists since time immemorial and can never be amended, as it is based on the natural world. The Gayanerate Goa does not recognize other laws on Onuwarege. All laws of Canada, case laws, treaties, and procedures have no force or effect unless they are recognized by the supreme law of the land, the Gayanerate Goa. 10. Today we are embarking onto the European ship to remind settlers of the original law of this land. The original court under your sail, the colonial court under your sail, has no jurisdiction over us, the sovereign Ganyogehaga Unwe. You have jurisdiction over your own people on your ship. Without our permission, the governance of your people overreached its jurisdiction, violating the Gayanerate Goa. Your ship is temporarily chained to our shores by a Silver Covenant Chain Agreement. We request that your colonial settler population respect us, follow your laws to stop the genocide and crimes against us. We are not Canadian subjects. Our culture is based on the natural world. We will tell you the truth, and we will expect you to respect it. Onuwarege, January 8th, 2022, Tokunigu, the sovereign caretakers, the Ganyogehaga Nistosara, Gaudineta, Gawanaga, Gawana'a, Garanata, and Garakwine, supported by the Men's Council of Ganwage, Agusasne, Ganisadage, Oswego, and Gondege. The court order that we seek is, considering the notice of motion filed in the Federal Court of Canada by the applicants on November 9, 2021, considering the respondent SQI dossier de requête on radiation de un demande and prolongation de delay request to strike out the applicant's pleading and to prolong the delay, considering that the respondent's request to strike out the applicant's pleading is not legally justified. For these reasons, the tribunal dismisses the respondent's dossier de requête on radiation de un demande et a on prolongation de delay dated November 7th, 2021, the whole with costs. The Beatles know when it's over. The natural world will take its course, so let it be. Yao Guo.